how beautiful the love between our hearts, the love among our hearts. It's truly Allah's blessing and Allah's breath, really moving from heart to heart, Allah's glance. It says Allah glances at the lovers. And we receive Allah's glance in our own hearts and through the hearts of our friends of the path, of Allah's friends. So we cherish this, and we must be very careful in preserving this, for it's such a great gift. And any moment Allah could take any gift away. Any moment we could pass away, we could lose the gift of our life, of our sight, of our hearing, of any part of our body. We could lose a loved one, we could lose everything. May Allah preserve us and preserve us in what we love and what Allah loves. And so we must treat our life, our own spirit, with utter care and tenderness. We must treat each other with utter care and tenderness and carefulness in how we address each other and how we think of each other. For even how we think of each other affects our community, how we are thinking of each other. Because we might not see how our thought moves and how it affects others, but it does, like a ripple in water, and it ripples. And so a beautiful thought, a thought of peace, sends beautiful waves of love and peace into our community. And a negative thought sends fractures and breaks hearts and breaks relations. So each one we cherish, and each one we should be praying for in the constant prayer that love is. And so we are the caretakers. We are the inheritors of this silsila, and we are the vessel of this silsila and the caretakers of it. There's not just one caretaker, except if you could say Hazreti Pir, but we are all Hazreti Pir is guarding this silsila also through our own actions and our own conscientiousness and our own hearts. And if we hurt someone, if we have a negative thought about a sister or brother, we should ask forgiveness. Because that can stop the water flowing. And it says in Surah Mulk, at the end of Surah Mulk, comes this wonderful ayat, and it says, if some morning your water is lost, who then? Who can bring it back? There's only one. So we pray that Allah will not take this water away, this water of life that is the tariqah and that is our companionship in Allah. That is life. And life is offering zikr together. Life is praying salat together. Life is experiencing the Ramadan together. Life is even feeling each other. Life is being part of the mystic community. And then, as we are in this mystic community, everything becomes a mystic community. Our families, our friends, everything joins into this stream. So, inshallah, we will be good caretakers. And to be good caretakers, we must increase our knowledge and study and pray and offer tesbih. Let's not let our tesbih go. Tesbih is essential. Tesbih is the way. The way is the names of Allah. So how could we let the names slip away, the name of Allah slip away from us? Every day we offer our tesbih. the tesbih that was given to us, and then beyond that, inshallah, we'll begin to feel the tesbih of our heart and our limbs, our bodies, our faculties. And but first we must keep that daily tesbih. That's essential. The weird, the protection, the protector, clears us of negative vibrations. So, inshallah, alhamdulillah. And call each other, ask after each other, give each other presents, remind each other to the good and to what is clear. Support each other in times of difficulty and sickness. It's truly a marriage. It sounds like the marriage vow, and it is a marriage. We're married to Allah, we're married to the peer, and to the saints of our lineage, and we're married to each other. And we will be asked account of each other. We will be asked of account of many things. But although Allah says Allah overlooks many things, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, may Allah overlook our faults, and may Allah just take account and highlight whatever was good that came from Allah through us. But we will be asked account of how we were with each other and how we were with all beings, all people and creatures, but very much also our Dervish community. For the mystic family is truly sacred, because in each one is vested the light of the peer and the light of Rasulullah. Let's say that light has come clear. It's gone from being covered or obscured as it was before we took hand, and to becoming bright and shining. And so, like, turning away from each other is turning away from Allah. You know, something else regarding the community, the mystic community, is that it's like each of us is a letter, one of the 28 letters, and so we form words together. And each of us is also a verse of Quran, and so we form, you know, surahs together. We form passages of revelation, and this is real. So, as we come together, or just like, you know, the pieces of a mosaic, then we fit together and bring about like a beautiful revelation of Allah that we could never bring about by ourselves, on our own. And this is how humanity evolves also, through, you know, our interconnectedness in the most beautiful way, of course, because humans are always connecting. But when we connect in the highest, most beautiful ways, through the divine esmas of adab and beauty and love and compassion and tenderness and humbleness and courage, and this, then we form these beautiful revelation of Allah for our time. So inshallah we will be that, or we form this vessel of light through which Allah's light then can shine. Otherwise, if we don't, then Allah's light does not shine through us. Either it will shine somewhere else, or it won't shine. And those are considered like the dark times, you know, periods or places of confusion. And alhamdulillah. So Allah, make us a bright light. Make us a bright light, and keep our hearts together in this beautiful vessel to hold your light and shine your light. Amen. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illa hu. Okay.